From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Rahm Emanuel is officially back in the race for mayor of Chicago. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the Illinois Supreme Court ruled Emanuel met the residency requirements mandated by state law.
Emanuel served as President Obama's chief of staff until October, but he continued to own property and pay taxes in Illinois. The question before the election board and the courts was that enough to make him a legal resident? In the past week, Emanuel was on the ballot, then off, then back on. And now the final answer from the state's highest court is yes, Emanuel meets the residency standard. As one lawyer representing those challenging him put it, this is the end of the road. Emanuel is generally viewed as the front runner in the race for mayor. The election is next month. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held in April. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The White House is hailing today's report, which finds the financial crisis that embroiled the U.S. as well as a number of other nations was preventable, with government officials and Wall Street executives ignoring warning signs and failing to rein in risk. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the release of the report comes as the administration remains focused on putting the new financial overhaul plan into place. Congressional appointed Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, in its final report, says the Clinton and Bush administrations, the current and previous Federal Reserve chairman, and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner all bear some responsibility for what happened. A weeks-long standoff in the Senate over making it harder to block bills with a filibuster has now ended. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate did agree on a bipartisan basis to some modest changes.
The Senate rejected a proposal that would have forced senators to be present in the Senate chamber and speaking to keep a filibuster going. But it did agree to eliminate so-called secret holds, the threats senators make anonymously to filibuster legislation or nominations. New York Democrat Charles Schumer said there was also more informal bipartisan agreement to exercise the right to filibuster more judiciously.
It's very easy for any senator to stand up and bollocks up the whole works. But the spirit of this new agreement says think twice, three times, even four times before you do, because that was the path that led us to the dysfunction.
An agreement to pare down the number of executive branch nominations needing Senate confirmation is also expected. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Bank of America's countrywide mortgage lending unit has been hit with lawsuits in two states accusing it of misleading investors. Suits filed by the state of Michigan and Fresno County, California, on behalf of pension funds alleged the giant mortgage lender sought to hide large losses that resulted from the collapse of the mortgage market. The suits filed by the plaintiffs are separate from a massive class action settlement last year. Bank of America, which acquired Countrywide, agreed to pay out $624 million to settle those claims. A new high for Wall Street today, though the Dow Jones Industrial Average failed to move above 12,000 or close above 12,000. The Dow was up 4 points today to end the session at 11,989. You're listening to NPR. The specters of poverty and greed were top topics at this week's economic summit in Davos, Switzerland, with some participants urging elite members of the audience to work to help bridge the growing gap between multinationals and the jobless poor. Greece's Prime Minister George Papandreou described the current global economic climate as an unsustainable race to the bottom in terms of labor standards and social protection in developed nations. Also attending the summit this year, former President Bill Clinton, who said tackling global income inequalities needs to be a core part of doing business going forward. In Dallas, a man convicted of rape has been ordered released after DNA evidence cast doubt on his conviction 25 years ago. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
60-year-old Larry Sims has spent some of the best years of his life in the Texas prison system. Today, State District Judge Gracie Lewis released Sims on bond. In Sims' case, it's possible no crime was ever committed, that the alleged victim lied. In Sims' trial, prosecutor George McElroy told the court there was no physical evidence, but that was not true, and a newly tested DNA sample showed the semen left behind was not Sims. The alleged victim has not been located. Sims' attorney says they will seek an official exoneration. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Developer Donald Trump now says he hopes to reach a deal with the city of New York to reopen the historic Tavern on the Green restaurant. Trump says he's prepared to invest as much as $20 million in the now city-owned facility. Once among the highest-grossing restaurants in the country, Tavern on the Green served more than 700,000 meals a year, generating $38 million in revenues. However, the recession forced it to close its doors after filing for bankruptcy. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.